This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the South African Human Rights Commission is happy with the transformation at MUT and a mom of seven arrested after a stillborn baby found buried in yard in Limpopo. The time is 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. The university has recently received a high praise from the South African Human Rights Commission for its significant efforts to promote transformation across various areas affecting both staff and students. During a visit on April 4, 2025, two South African Human Rights Commission officials from the KwaZulu-Natal office commended the institution's proactive approach, which aligns with the Commission's mandate to uphold human rights nationwide. The university's focus on inclusive initiatives such as using a sport to foster unity, establishing a gender forum, and supporting students with disabilities was particularly highlighted. The university's leaders shared concrete examples, including hiring tutors to assist disabled students and running community engagement sports tournaments inspired by Nelson Mandela's legacy of unity. The efforts to reform the curriculum are underway, emphasizing communication, applied learning, and entrepreneurship to better prepare graduates for the workforce. Additionally, programs like food and clothing donations demonstrate a commitment to student welfare. Staff also discussed ongoing improvements such as enhanced research conditions for female academics and collaborations with other universities to improve accessibility infrastructure. Issues like gender-based violence are being addressed as part of a broader transformation agenda. Overall, the university's openness to partnership and continuous dialogue on transformation include regular colloquium and advisory roles to the university council reflects its dedication to fostering an inclusive, equitable environment for all. In other news, the police in Limpopo have confirmed the arrest of a 43-year-old woman from Lesodi Maklana village near Mokopane on charges on concealment of birth. The woman, whose identity is being withheld, is scheduled to appear in the Mahelerang Magistrate Court on Wednesday, September 10, 2025. Limpopo Police Spokesperson Colonel Malisela Ledwaba stated that the suspect was taken into custody on Sunday, September 7, in the Tin Mine policing area within the Waterberg district. According to the authorities, the woman, a mother of seven, including a young child just over a year old, had been visibly pregnant, but later her pregnancy was no longer noticeable, prompting community members to raise concerns and notify the police. When questioned, the woman admitted to being approximately 5 months pregnant before giving birth to a stillborn baby on August 22, 2025. She reportedly wrapped the fetus in a towel and buried it in a shallow grave behind her home. Police later uncovered the remains at the site. Colonel Redwaba confirmed that investigations into the matter are ongoing. And finally, South African singer Tyla celebrating winning her second MTV Video Music Award at the 2025 ceremony, taking home the Best Afrobeat trophy for her song Push to Start. She triumphed over a strong lineup of artists including Burna Boy, Wizkid, Tems, Azeg, Shinsia, Skill Bing, and Rima, known for his hit Calm Down. Speaking from the UBS Arena in Elmont, New York, Tyler expressed her excitement and gratitude, praising her fellow nominees, her African roots, and her team. She also gave fans a sneak peek into her upcoming album, promising it's coming in hot. The star turned heads on the red carpet in a vintage built Chanel mini dress from the 1993 spring collection, originally worn by Claudia Schiffer, accessorized by striking gold medallion chains by Pandora, showcasing her signature bold fashion scent. To recap the top stories this hour, South African Human Rights Commission is happy with the transformation at Mangosuthu University of Technology, and a mom of seven arrested after stillborn baby found buried in yard in Limpopo. That is all for me. Catch your next news bulletin tomorrow on the Vukubangeni Breakfast Show at 7 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I am Khakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.